let's begin by relaxing, by sinking into your chair or your car seat, your bed or the floor, wherever you are. Begin to breathe more slowly and relax. And let's breathe the beautiful gold of Sanat Kumara, our beautiful planetary logos, our ascended master from Venus, the planet of love as well. And Sanat Kumara is that brilliant gold, the gold that shines so brightly. And breathe in some gold, like the brilliance of a sunny day at high noon. And breathe it in through your nose and hold it. And exhale, and as you do, go down into your heart. And feel all your energy coming down from your crown and from the heart of one, down into your heart, and pulling up from Gaia through the soles of your feet, your ankles, your shins, your knees, your pelvis, pulling it up into your heart until once again we're in this wonderful, magical place of your heart, of the seat of your soul, of the place of where you really live. So let go of the week, of all the things that you have to do or that you haven't done. Trust that you're exactly where you need to be and that you're perfect. You're absolutely perfect. And relax and see that pinprick of light, of that blinding white light, center of your heart, that portal to your heart, to your inner truth, to who you are, and feel yourself moving and flying towards that pinprick of light. And flying through, stretch your wings and fly, and find yourself in the interior of your heart, in the inner chambers of your being, and see those walls of gold, and what you have written upon them eons ago. Your intent and your purpose, your dreams and your desires, your sole purpose for this lifetime, and what you wish to experience. And there are symbols. There is ancient writing in Sumerian and different languages, and it matters not. because you understand it all. And breathe that gold, that joy, and feel that sense of peace at being home in your heart. And make your way to your beautiful chair or your cushion and simply sit and allow yourself to be. The being comes before the doing. And as you sit there, ask with your heart, with your mind, with your emotional being, ask to look at or to perceive or understand your soul design. And let it come to you as a holograph, dancing directly in front of you. For some, it will be a snowflake, or a spider web, or just looking at your light body. Or perhaps it's like a dream catcher. Take a moment and look at the magnificence of your design. Let it come up. You can't pull it. Just ask and let it come. And maybe you'll feel it in your tummy, or your solar plexus, or your heart. Don't judge how it has to come to you. Just allow. And as you do so, look at part of your design that perhaps you haven't been aware of before. A quadrant of your being. It's not that you need to do anything with it. It's just to be aware of it and to revel in the beauty. Now go deeper into your heart and breathe. And think of, feel, something in your life for this part. Let's think of our physicality. Something in your life, in your physical situation, that you would like to activate. So perhaps it's greater stamina, the healing of some organs, the elimination of a disease, or a condition, including depression or anxiety, or addiction, alcoholism, tobacco. Something that you would like to change or shift. Maybe you want to be thinner, or you want your hair to be fuller. look at your design and see if what you are thinking of, where it is on that design. Now understand, your design, your snowflake, your dream catcher, your light body, is perfect. When you were birthed from the heart of the Mother, Father, One, there was no such thing as imperfection. So this design represents the perfection of your being, and it is already within you. Now you may think, well, perhaps I made a soul agreement to be disabled or have difficulty with my heart or my breathing, my emotional field. But if your desire is in fact to shift that, to remedy that, then that is your soul design informing you that it is time and you have permission to change that. You would not have the desire to shift in this sense of purity of where you are right now if it was not for your highest good and additionally your guides, your guardian angels, Sanat Kumara, and the entire Council of Love is not going to allow you to go awry. So now I want you to bring your attention to what we call your central column. That's from your tailbone, as if it is a cylinder around your spine, an etheric golden cylinder up through your crown. And in this cylinder is all your information, all your design. And in some ways, it looks like bundles of wires for massive computers. Go ahead and look. But then you also see on this bundle that there are many DNA markers. And there are DNA markers that pertain to your physicality, to your emotional health, to your spiritual abilities, the activation of capacities and talents. So look at the markers just like little mailbox flags that are already raised and that have been serving you phenomenally throughout this lifetime. Now let us go to the area where you have decided there is something that you wish to activate. Perhaps it's the ability to play the piano or to breathe clearly or to maintain joy without anxiety. Self-worth, ability to be in community. All of this is contained within your DNA and your design. So look down, starting at the top of your spine, and look down, and then look up and see where those markers are located, and there could easily be several because this is complex. And with Sanat Kumara, let us invoke not only the law, but the permission of instantaneous transmission. And now, go ahead and lift up those markers as if you are putting up a signal that there's mail to be picked up. Little flags, lift them up now. And allow this activation to take place. Now come back into your heart. Allow leaving those markers up and allowing the activation . Now bring your heart to still point and give thanks